Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 25th and 6th verses of chapter Naml.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alla yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-khaba'a fis samawati wal-ardi wa ya'lamu ma tukhfuna wa ma tu'linun.
And so they do not prostrate to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you declare.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, Lord of the Great Throne.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we said that Hupo is reporting what he had seen in the Queen of Sheba land, and the fact that the queen is ruling over those people. And he has also reported the fact that they had a magnificent throne. Also, coupled with the fact that they are the ones who worship other than the Almighty Allah, they worship the sun, and they are idolaters. Now, the point is that in the 25th verse, the verse continues reading, so that they prostrate not themselves to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. And then it is interesting that at last, Hupo concludes his saying by following the words and saying these sentences. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim. And Allah, there is no God but He is the Lord of Arsh, the mighty throne of supreme authority. So by all these means, Hupo emphasizes on the unity of worship and unity of lordship of the Almighty Allah, and the negation of any kind of polytheism, and then puts an end to his own speech. Allahu la ilaha illa hu rabbul arshil azim. There is no God but He. He is truly referring to monotheism, that everyone, even Lord Solomon, must return to the Lord of the world. Everyone, literally every king who has many kind of things to rule over, has to be the servant of the Lord of the world. Now, what is cited in this part of verse contains a lot of points which can be effective in the life of all human beings, which we will, God willing, mention after a short break. Thank you for staying with us.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, we were having our discussion regarding what kind of report Hupo is giving Prophet Solomon regarding what happened when he saw the people of Sheba worshipping the sun. Now, as we said, Hupo is reporting what he has seen, but Hupo concludes and says, "Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim." He says that it is monotheism that we must all rely on. But what is cited in this part of the verse contains a lot of points. Now, let us have a look at the ones that we can. The first point is that the chief of the government or an administrator must be so careful and aware of the order of his organizations that he recognizes and realizes even the absence of an ordinary and insignificant matter and pursues its affairs. In our case, this is what happened when Prophet Solomon came back to his kingdom. He saw that there is someone who is absent. He asked about him. He says in front of everyone that I will chastise him if he does not bring reasonable excuse. The second point is that the chief of the government must be so careful of the offense of a single member, and in order not to affect others, he must apply the necessary precautions regarding that. In our case, he asked for full answer about his messenger, and actually he controlled everything. The third point is that no one should be judged in his absence or to pass a judgment by default. The one should be allowed to actually defend himself if possible. So in our case, even though Prophet Solomon announced that I will chastise him, he explicitly mentioned that he will be given the chance if he returns so as to explain why he was absent. And the amount of forfeit must be proportionate to the crime. So for every crime, a suitable punishment must be decided and hierarchy should be observed. And everybody, even the greatest powers of the society, must submit to reason and logic through usage of the brain. Because though the reason is uttered by a very insignificant person, everybody must submit to reason and logic. We'll have a continuation of our discussion later on in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fair.